It's time to unleash your inner cowboy with the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Now here's your host, Alyssa Barnes.
Hello and welcome to episode 47 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Barnes. I can't believe that summer is already halfway over. It seems like I haven't gotten to do half the things that I've wanted to as far as riding my horses and going to rodeos and just doing the cowboy stuff that I like to do during the summer. So I hope that you guys out there have had a little bit better luck with that. Summer in Montana is kind of crazy because, well, we have a million tourists, but also because winter lasts for most of the year up here. So when those 3 months of summer come along, you have to take advantage. And that means busy, busy, busy running everywhere. So hopefully you're not like me and you get to have a little bit more leisurely time in the summer. And if that's the case, then you are really going to want to listen into this interview today. If you listen to the show at all, you already know that I am a big fan of Dude Ranches, mainly because I think it's a great starting point for people who are interested in the Western lifestyle, who want to kind of get a little taste of the cowboy lifestyle without a huge commitment. And Dude Ranches are a great place to do that, whether you're spending a week there on a vacation or maybe even working there for a summer. So today's guest has a really special ranch in Northern Colorado called Colorado Cattle Company. And it is not only a dude ranch, but also a working cattle ranch. And something that is really unique about it is it's the only ranch that I'm aware of that is adults only. There are a ton of great dude ranches out there for the kids, but this one is more of an adult-friendly atmosphere. So I'm really excited to introduce you to my guest today, Tom Carr, the owner of Colorado Cattle Company. And he's going to tell us all about how he came to own the ranch and what his cowboy story looks like. So without further ado, allow me to introduce you to Tom Carr. Well, thank you so much, Tom, for coming on the show today. I'm really excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Alyssa.
Well, I'd love to start off and just have you tell us a little bit about your background personally and how you came to be the owner of the Colorado Cattle Company.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting course of events that led my wife Darcy and I here, and from very different backgrounds. I am originally from California and spent most of my career in Southern California and moved to Colorado from Orange County. And I've also been involved in the adult beverage business with spirits, wines for the last 31 or 2 years. And I moved to Colorado, and that's where I met Darcy, was in Denver. And she had, at the time, she had 4 horses and about 5 dogs and about 5 cats and just this huge, big-hearted animal lover. And therefore, I became the same. And I was actually, at that point, the vice president of Margaritaville Spirits. And so worked in conjunction with the Margaritaville cafes, and I was in charge of the Western U.S. for the Jimmy Buffett branded tequilas and ready to drinks. So we were looking for an escape vacation 1 year. And in fact, our daughter, Jackie, had applied to University of Northern Colorado, and which is in Greeley, which is about an hour and a half from the ranch. And we were looking for, we had our horses and we had a stock trailer with living quarters in it. And we were looking for a place to take our horses camping near the campus so we could do the orientation with Jackie. And during this search, my wife found Colorado Cattle Company. And she said, this won't work for what we're doing because we're only looking to camp out like 1 or 2 nights. And this was a 6-night stay. But she said, this would be a really cool vacation. So about a couple weeks later, after we got home, we called the ranch and we made our reservation. And that was in 2006. I believe it could have been 2005. We booked our vacation at Colorado Cattle Company and absolutely fell in love with it. It's a working cattle ranch and dude ranch. And we loved the fact that there was 10,000 acres There was no head-to-tail riding. It was all open riding. It was a mix of walking, trotting, cantering, some great sand locations where we were able to gallop the horses through it. And there was also a large herd of cattle on the ranch. And so we were actually doing the exact same things that the cowboys do. And that really intrigued us a lot. And the fact that it was just very remote location and a true escape vacation we liked. So we did that 1 year, and then we came back a total of four times over 3 years. 1 year we came twice in the summer, and just, you know, continued to be in love with the property and what it stood for. And so in 2009, February 15th, my wife and I were away for a Valentine's Day weekend. And I called the ranch while she was in the shower. I was out on the front porch of the hotel having a cup of coffee on the balcony, I mean, of our room, having a cup of coffee. And I thought, oh, I'm going to book our reservation for that year. And when we called, I was informed that they were going to sell the ranch. And I was further informed that they didn't have a buyer yet, but they were going to list the property. And so they weren't taking any reservations. And I said to the owner, I said, you mean you don't have a buyer yet? And she said, no, but we don't want to take deposits and then have to refund them. And so I said, well, what are you doing on Wednesday? And so we met with the owners on that Wednesday and bought the ranch. And we moved into the property, onto the property, April 9th, 2009. And we've been here ever since. So that's what brought us here, was, you know, from very different backgrounds. My wife is from a Nebraska family. You know, I'm California, you know, kind of the Los Angeles, Southern California thing. And then the spirits business, and got to go to a number of Jimmy Buffett concerts. So to go from, I always joke with people, I showed up here in shorts and flip flops and a t-shirt and switched them quickly for boots and Wranglers and a cowboy button-up shirt. And I've never looked back, and it's just an incredible life, and we love being here.
Wow, what a great story. So did you ever have like a background with horses or anything before the ranch, or was that something just brand new for you?
It was brand new for me. I had a horse when I was probably in junior high school. Well, I know throughout high school. So probably, yeah, junior high, and then into high school. And then I went to school at USC down in Los Angeles. And I was a freshman down there when King had a heart attack and passed away. So I was, what, 18 then? And that was the end of my horse experience until I met Darcy.
Wow. That's really neat. So what do you think appealed to you so much about the lifestyle?
I think what appealed to me is the combination of Darcy and my backgrounds. It just seemed to be such a natural fit for us. She is just the biggest lover of animals. In fact, to give you a story about that, once an animal comes onto the ranch, it never leaves. We do not sell them. We do not trade them. We don't do anything like that. And the horses, we have 91 horses on the property. And they go from the guest string horses that we use for our guests. And we only accept about, 14 to 18 guests a week. So you can see the horse to rider ratio is, you know, quite favoring the horses side in that the guests can switch horses every day if they want. So anyway, they go from the guest string horses to, if they become older, retired, if they get injured, lame, that kind of thing. Then they go to our retirement pasture, and our retirement pasture has about 6 horses in it now. They have their own grains, their own supplements. They have their own lean-to shelters. All the horses have shelter. Then after they pass away, then we have a pet cemetery, which actually has a bronze statue that's lit all the time of a little girl and a pony up there. And our horses have a separate cemetery up there where we full body bury them. So that's Darcy all in a nutshell. It's just this love for animals and their welfare. My background, you know, was more in the hospitality side, you know, up to the entertainment side with Margaritaville. So it just seemed to be a perfect blend that, well, we were able to, being guests here 4 times, we can really appreciate the guest experience. We can look at things from a guest point of view. We have redecorated all of the cabins and rooms so that they're more in a ranch, rustic, yet very, very not high end, but, you know, just very classy. And so we've done all those changes from a guest perspective. And then the other thing is that all the rides that we used to do together, you know, it would be a trail ride that we would take. And then when we got here and saw just the true experience, after our first year, we went back home and back to Castle Rock, Colorado, where we lived at the time. And we went on a trail ride and we got about halfway through it. Darcy looked at me and she said, "I'm bored." And I said, "I was wondering who was going to say it first." We turned around and took our horses back and rebooked another week at the ranch.
Oh my gosh.
It's just so, I mean, you just can't get enough of it. And we're in the saddle probably a good 6 hours a day here. So, you know, with breaks just for breakfast and lunch and then breaking for the day. And so it's just such a cool experience, you know, that it changed our lives.
Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing. I think I want to come live with you.
Well, you've got her address.
Now, is this the only ranch that you have, or do you have other ranches as well?
No, this is our only ranch.
Okay. So I'm curious, like, it seems that the whole dude ranch industry is pretty diverse. I mean, every ranch is different and they all do things differently. And it seems that, you know, if you go to a dude ranch that is head to tail riding, like you said, and then you go to yours, it's an entirely different experience. Am I right?
Yes, very.
I mean, how do you sort of differentiate yourself, your ranch, and let people know, you know, this is, yes, we're a dude ranch, but, you know, we're unlike many of the dude ranches you've probably been to before?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think that I'm also on the board of directors for the Dude Ranchers Association.
Oh, okay.
And so I believe that our responsibilities are to promote the dude ranching vacation experience, but also to be extremely honest in what each of our ranches do.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when we moved in the ranch, the previous owner had brochures that talked about fly fishing nearby and whitewater rafting nearby. Well, they're not nearby ours. They're an hour and a half away.
Mm.
And so we took all those brochures and they filled the bed of a truck and we recycled them all.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't feel it was appropriate. We have only had this is our sixth season. And during all of our six seasons and all the guests that we've entertained, we've only had one upon their arrival who thought we were in the mountains and we're not. We're in the open prairie land. And we do have a lot of canyons and bluffs and buttes. This particular guest wanted to be up into the high mountains. And I just told him, I said, you know, that we're obviously not. And so I'd be glad to refund your deposit if you'd like, because I don't want you to have a bad experience on a guest ranch.
Right.
And so I referred him to one of our partner ranches that's up in the high mountains. The thing with the high mountains is it's all trail riding. So it's all, you know, nose to tail. And that's great. And all of our ranches do a great job at what they do. It's just right. Important that we be very honest about what we do. We are a working cattle ranch. So to answer your question about what differentiates us, I would say is two things. One is that we are one of the only, if not the only, true, authentic working cattle ranch. We don't, and I'm not disparaging any other ranch, but we do not try to be what we're not. And so, you know, we are not a ranch that has 10 head of cattle and we say we're a working ranch. We have 800 head of cattle and 91 horses. And what we do is cowboy work. Well, we do everything by horseback. It's all authentic. It's all the way it was done in the 1870s to 1890s. You know, when they were running cattle drives through this part of the country, part of our ranch, it was part of the Chisholm Trail, which ran cattle from the northeast down to and the north of us down to Mexico. And back in the 1870s and 1880s, right after the Civil War ended. And some of those structures are still here that they stayed in. you know, that's what we're about, is a true working ranch experience. The other is that we're adult only. And we're adult only all the time. We don't offer like adult only weeks or adult only month. We don't even have saddles for young kids. We are an adult only ranch. And so, in fact, I think we're the only adult only ranch, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And so that is our niche, and that we get a lot of teachers, you know, for obvious reasons, because they're around kids for 9 months or so. And they're they're looking for a break. And, you know, it's nothing against those ranches that take kids. But, you know, to be authentic and to be a working ranch, you know, we can't have kids programs and, you know, story time and stuff like that, for lack of a better term, because, you know, we're out there actually riding all day, every day. And so for the guest that wants to be at an adult only working cattle ranch and ride, this is by far and away the place to be.
So you're saying that the guests actually get involved in the day-to-day ranch work.
Our motto is, and if you look at the things that we do, our motto is that it's where the guests are the cowboys. We will teach. We have had so many stories about, I'll tell you one very quick one, which gives you an example of what we do. Peter Ellis, who is from Wales, and his wife, Vicki Ellis, they came here in 2009, I believe it was. And she gave this vacation to Peter, her husband, on his 50th birthday. He was 50 or 51 by the time they got here. But she had given him this vacation for one reason, and that was because Peter's lifelong dream was to rope a live steer from horseback. So when guests come on Sunday, arrive on Sunday, and they check out the following Saturday, when they arrive on Sunday, we sit down with each one of them individually and ask them what their dream fulfillment would be. If they could do something, and for a lot of people, it's just getting better on horseback. For some, it's learning how to canter. For some, it's learning how to open and close gates from horseback. For some, it's roping. Yeah. And so whatever it is they want to do, you know, we will deliver on that promise. And so Peter says, well, I've always wanted to rope a live steer from horseback. And I said, okay, well, how long have you been riding? He said, I've never touched a horse in my life. So I'm like, wow, okay.
You got a steep learning curve there.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, well, Peter, we're going to start tonight. And we did. And we went out there, and we have roping dummies out there on a lawn in front of their cabins. And so we went down there with a couple of ropes, and I taught him how to swing. I told him how to create his loop and how to work his hondo and the tail of the rope and all that, and got him just working the motion, the shoulder and wrist motion and hand motion, and got that all set up. And he was able to, you know, we got him to where he was somewhat catching the roping dummy. And I said, okay, we're gonna start this up again tomorrow. And we did, in the morning and at night, morning and night. And on Wednesday, we put the Helomatic, which is like a roping dummy that is pulled behind a four-wheeler. And the back legs move and the head moves. And so we put it behind, and I had him on horseback, and we worked for a couple hours throwing that, and he was catching that dummy. And then on Thursday, we worked on it again. And Thursday afternoon, we brought in the Longhorns. And they have a span probably about 40 inches long, 45 inches long, somewhere along those lines, maybe even longer. And from tip to tip on that horn. And I got Peter on horseback, and we were in the outdoor arena. We were in the indoor arena. And he tossed that loop. And made a perfect legal catch.
Wow.
And they just sat on his horse and just was amazed. And that's the kind of stuff we do.
That is so cool. I love that. What are some of the main things that people want to know when they get there? I mean, I'm sure people have a lot of questions, especially depending on where they live. And what are some of the common things that you hear?
I think a lot of the common things we hear is, before they come, would be like, I'm an advanced rider, and so do you have horses that would suit me? And then we get ones that are like Peter, the story I was just telling, who've never touched a horse in their life. And we have horses, you know, with 91 horses, you can imagine we have a wide range of different personalities, abilities, et cetera. So we'll get that person who'll say, I've never ridden a horse before in my life. You know, is this a suitable holiday for me? And it is. So the other question we get is, well, I'm an advanced rider. You know, am I going to be able to go out? And we have go out and ride, you know, more with an advanced group. We have four cowboys here. So we're able to split up into groups and we have a limited number of guests. So we're not a big ranch. We're actually one of the smaller ranches in the Dude Ranchers Association. We're one of the smaller ones. And I want it that way because I know everybody's name that's a guest here and we keep in touch and it's a real family kind of atmosphere that we continue. I mean, we had a guest from Germany that came over for Thanksgiving with us last year.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's that kind of a thing that when they come here as strangers, they leave as family. And that's the atmosphere we want. And we also want to be able to deliver on every promise that we make. And that if somebody wants to go more advanced, then we'll send a couple riders out with that group and a couple of riders out with the beginner group. And then they're able to, the beginner group, you're just amazed at how they advance through the week. And, you know, usually by Friday, everybody's riding together because they've advanced so much, those beginners. But we want everybody, regardless of their skill level, to have the exact same experience of enjoyment. And so we make sure that based on that cowboy to guest ratio that we can do that.
That's awesome. How did you learn to rope and do all those other things? Because you didn't know any of that stuff when you bought the ranch, or had you learned just from your trips there?
I didn't have a clue. It was a combination of four trips here as a guest. And just once we bought the ranch, you know, with the resources that we had to put into the ranch, we had a very limited staff at that point. And I was actually the one taking guests out. And so I was the wrangler. I would get up early in the morning and go out and gather the horses and bring them in. And all that's done by horseback. And I would bring them in and then I would help the guests saddle, brush their horses. I'd pick their hooves. I'd help them with blanket padding and saddling. And I just threw myself into my work. And I would go out all day long with the guests. And then at the end of the day, I was the bartender. I was the beer go-getter. I was the one that would start the fire, the fire pit. I'd be the one hanging out with the guests. I'd be putting it out. And then I'd come into the office for a couple of hours and get the marketing side of the ranch done. And I was averaging, you know, 3 hours of sleep for the first year. But through that just pure dedication and desire, I just threw myself into it and learned how to do it. And, you know, we had some good cowboys here that taught me how to do those things. I think also the thing that helped me was I was the first one to admit that, hey, guys, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
But I am completely dedicated. So you are not going to hurt my feelings. Talk to me and help me and teach me how to do this stuff. And through immersion, I was able to learn it.
So I was reading on your website that, forgive me if I get the name wrong, but you have something like cowboy school where after everybody rides all day and they can kind of hone their skills as far as roping and that kind of thing.
That's exactly it. And the idea came from, you know, that immersion that we were just talking about. So perfect segue into cowboy school, because that is exactly what we do. And so at the end of the day, and when I say the end of the day, it's usually 4-ish or 3:30 to 4, and dinner is usually at 6 or 6:30. So during that 2 hours, we're in the in cowboy school, and that is teaching people those things that they really desire to learn, plus those things that they may not have thought of that we'll demonstrate to them, and if they're interested in it, we'll teach them how to do that. So a lot of it is roping. But a lot of it can be reining abilities and working your horse. So we have like an obstacle course set up in there where you've got to go over certain obstacles and then get your horse to stand in this one box, be able to turn that horse still within that box. And we'll do those kinds of things. So all of it is designed to have people become better riders. Our key is here, I think, is keeping people safe, but also getting them to kind of broaden their horizon a little bit, expand their what they thought their limitations were, because there's nothing like the smile on a person's face when they do something they didn't think they could do. You know, it is such a confidence builder, and I have seen it over and over and over again. And it's just, it is such an amazing feeling, and it's really rejuvenating for me because, you know, let's face it, you know, it's still a business. It's still work that I have to do. You know, you still have good days and bad days, just like everybody else. But my window in my office overlooks our one of our pastures, and I'm looking right now at a herd of our cattle and our horses that are not out for a ride today. But at the same time, there's nothing more reinvigorating to me than seeing the joy on a person's face that's a guest here that just experienced something they've never experienced before, and they just are in awe of themselves, their surroundings, their abilities, and that's what makes it all worth it. And the Cowboy School brings a lot of that out at people.
I love that. I'm right there with you, because that's part of my mission with Earn Your Spurs and this podcast, is just encouraging people to go after those things that they've always wanted to do. And I love ranches like yours because it gives people the opportunity to go somewhere that's just for them and know that they can learn at their own pace. They're not going to be judged. Nobody's going to be snickering about their abilities. It's just a really supportive way to sort of get your feet wet. And I love Dude Ranches for that reason.
Yeah, I think that's extremely well said. And especially the part about, you know, nobody's going to be snickering about abilities, because, you know, when you have this kind of a family atmosphere, it's like everybody comes together to help that person advance at whatever rate or level they desire. So if they just want to have an escape vacation and go for a leisurely ride and don't want to do XYZ, whatever that might be, we can do that for them. And we have cowboys that will take them out, and they'll just have a nice, quiet, easygoing ride. And those that want to do things that, okay, I want to go, and I want to learn how to do this, and I want to learn how to do that, and I want to rope a steer, and I want to, fine, we can do all that too. And that's what makes it so nice. So when you've got only 16 to 18 people here at the max, I mean, there's weeks that we have, well, I think this week we have like 8 or 9. So, you know, whether it's 9 or 18, it's not a huge spread. It's not like we're talking about the difference between 100 and 300 people at a place.
Right.
So we're able to really deliver each person's dream, which is exactly why we will never get any bigger. We're not going to build. If I even went to my wife with the suggestion of building more cabins, she'd kill me. So, because we are so dedicated to the idea of having it more of a small family atmosphere.
Yeah, I really like that. It's so important for people to know that they can go somewhere safe and where they can build their confidence and be encouraged. And so I think that's great. And I'm curious, what do you think it is that really drives people to want to have that experience?
I think it's a combination of wanting to be in the outdoors. I think it's that they're just looking for something different. And in a lot of cases, we've had guests that, you know, have done the, you know, the beach vacation. They've done the cruise. They've done, you know, the trip to a big city, you know, that kind of thing. And I think they're just looking to unwind. I think they're looking to disconnect. And I think they're looking for something that's really about more of a combination of escape and dream fulfillment and stepping back in time to a certain respect. And I think that combination of things that we deliver on is something that they're looking for. And I think it's just something that's inherently desired within oneself to just let go of life as we know it, and the email and the technologies and the Facebook pages and all that, just to disconnect for a while. I mean, I'm on all those things too, but it's that desire to just kind of unplug.
Do you think that the Dude Ranch vacation is getting more popular as we're getting more like technologically heavy in everything that we do?
I think so. I do. And our guest count has increased steadily since we purchased the ranch in 2009. Hmm. So while we won't get any bigger, you know, the overall, what we did was we opened earlier and closed, you know, like mid-October. So there's a couple extra weeks built in there. And then also because we want to keep that guest count to a number where we can deliver on every promise that we make. And at the same time, it is a business, you know. And so, you know, you want to be growing your business. And we're not going to grow it through increased guest counts in terms of, you know, per week. So what we're going to do is we're going to spread that season out. And it's really worked for us. And I think that what's really helping us in our niche is really the unplugging piece of it. It's such a combination, and I've said it a couple times already, so forgive me, but it's really about escape and dream fulfillment and just unplugging from the everyday. Our driveway is 3 miles long. We are 2 miles off the main road before you even get to our driveway. You cannot see any roads. And in fact, it's funny. When I moved in here on April 9th, 2009, my wife was down in Castle Rock packing up some of our things. And I went to bed and I woke up and I heard these sirens. And I was like, oh, what the hell's going on? So I jump out of bed and I run out to the living room. I had left the TV on and it was Law and Order that was on. So I have never heard a siren since. Oh. Yeah. And it is just in its own piece of heaven in its own little part of the world.
Yeah. And I would imagine you, given the family atmosphere of the ranch, that you probably have a lot of guests that come visit multiple times.
Yes. We have guests that visit multiple times a year.
Oh, wow.
That will come in the spring and then come in the fall, or come in the early summer and then come in the fall. I can think off the top of my head of 6 guests that do that, just off the top of my head, and I'm sure I missed a couple.
Oh my gosh.
And then our return rate is also very high because of, you know, the experience that they get here. So our return rate is very happily high. And yeah, we keep in touch with those people. You know, they'll see that a guest that we have that's actually here right now, Colin from Australia. You know, with their reverse climate, he'll be on a news channel or whatever and see that it's minus 15 here in January and blowing snow. And he'll write me an email, you know, with a picture of him on a beach or something, you know, give me a hard time. And I get those every day from people that just keep in touch with us.
That must be really rewarding to be able to build those relationships with so many people.
Yes, it is. There have been a lot of teary eyes and a lot of just really open emotions when people arrive and when they depart. I have never experienced anything like it in my entire life, and I'm 53, never seen grown men crying like children when they say goodbye on Saturday. Mm. It is, I don't even know how to describe it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you ever cried leaving a hotel?
Yeah. Not that I recall.
Not unless it was a really bad hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was tears of joy that I'm crying. But yeah, that's the thing is, this is not 5 days at the Marriott on the beach in Hawaii. You know, this is family. This is, you know, our cook has been here 11 years and people will call and ask, you know, call me in the winter, and she's year round, but she'll ask, you know, they'll ask, how's Sheila doing? And, you know, they look forward to, if I don't send the newsletter out by the first of the month, I'll get phone calls and emails. When is the newsletter coming out?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And there's a section in there where Sheila puts a recipe every month, and people will write in that they've been waiting for that one to come out because they loved it so much on that Thursday night or whatever it was. And yeah, it's just a very tight connection that I can't describe. You know, I tried to, but it falls. However I describe it, it's going to fall short of what reality is. Mm.
That's amazing for people to actually be wanting to get an email in their inbox.
I know. I can't believe it, but I do. I get those emails or phone calls. People call me from, you know, another state or actually, we get a lot of Europeans, which is a really neat experience for those from Europe and those from the U.S. to kind of, you know, co-vacation with somebody from another country. 68% of our clients in last year, 2014, 68% were from somewhere other than the United States.
How interesting.
Oh, it is. And you get somebody from, you know, one of the states here and in the U.S. bonding with somebody from Switzerland or Germany or France or England and Ireland. And it's just really fun to kind of watch, and the questions that go back and forth, and the camaraderie that goes on.
You know, I would think that there's probably not very many other like environments where you're going to bond with somebody in that way. And then, you know, say I'm at the ranch and there's somebody there from in England or whatever. I have a friend now that I can go visit over there and, you know, and maintain these relationships for life. And I'm sure you have a lot of guests that have done that.
We have that happen a lot. And, you know, through the generosity of our guests here, Darcy and I could go throughout Europe and not stay in a hotel one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible, the feeling. In fact, we did take our first vacation since buying the ranch. We took it not this past October, but the October before. And Darcy had always wanted to go to Italy. So I took her there, and we actually met up in Florence with some guests that were here the year before and had dinner with them and then walked around the city together.
How awesome.
It's just so much fun. And we have Sheila went to San Francisco last winter to stay at one of our guest houses. And she and Sue hung out in San Francisco together for like a week or so. So, and like I said, Connie from Germany came here for Thanksgiving. It's incredible fun that, you know, there's all this multilingual, multinational relationships that are now as solid as a relationship as I've ever had with anybody in my life.
Have you had guests come to the ranch who don't have any sort of background with horses or the Western lifestyle at all, and then they fall in love with it so much that they go home and just completely change their life?
All the time.
Wow.
All the time. We'll get pictures from people that are, you know, from another country that show up dressed in one way, and then they send us a picture when they get back to home, and they look like they're just getting up for the day here, and you know, they've changed their whole attitude, their whole demeanor, their way of dress, and it is so cool to see. You know, you got somebody walking around Rome in a cowboy hat, jeans, and boots.
That's pretty cool. That's another reason I just love the whole Dude Ranch concept, because it is life-changing for people. And it's like they go there and they have this experience, and all of a sudden they feel like they're part of this exclusive club now, and they can go home and wear their hat and not feel funny about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's about who they are. It's not about how they're perceived.
Right.
I mean, look at me. I'm working for Margaritaville, you know, in flip-flops at a Jimmy Buffett concert in Los Angeles. Yeah, and getting drinks for a VIP that I'm looking after that night. And now I'm the owner of a working cattle ranch and Dude Ranch. So you talk about life-changing.
You know? Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. I love to hear stories like that, you know, people that have had the courage to just really go after what they want when it comes to living the cowboy life. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was definitely a deep end of the pool kind of moment, but it's just been an incredibly positive, life-changing experience.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on today. This has been just a fabulous conversation. And if people want to learn more about the ranch, where can they find more information about you online?
Well, the best place to go to is our website, and it does have our contact information on there as well for Darcy and myself. Our web is www.coloradocattlecompany, all spelled out. So coloradocattlecompany.com. And our phone number is 970 437 5345. And our phone number and our email address is under the contact piece on our website as well. But I'm really happy and proud of our website. It gives a lot of information. So everything from the gear list of what to bring. And we also do complimentary laundry here on a daily basis for our guests. So that's awesome. That's a nice advantage, especially with bag fees. They are, I just heard that another airline went to charging for bags. So now Southwest is the only one that doesn't.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's a way for our guests to not feel like they have to overpack and get those bag charges. So they bring up their dirty clothes in the morning. We wash them to their request and even iron if they ask for it. And then we have them ready when they're done writing to take back to their room. And so it covers all that on our website, plus daily activities, you know, what the typical week is like and everything else. It's just a great resource.
Yes, I would agree that you have an excellent website. And it's part of the reason I reached out to you is because it is so good.
Well, thanks. Well, I invite your the people that are watching this or listening to this down the road to even if they just have some questions about it, just want to get more information or just curious, you know, give me Darcy or our daughter works here, Jackie, and our granddaughter is now on the ranch, Addie. Who is 8 months old. So we're having a lot of fun with this and with her being here. And so just call us and ask away. We'd be glad to entertain any and all questions and hopefully share our life and our lifestyle and our experience here with your audience. Listen.
Well, thank you. That's a great offer. And I'm sure after listening to you talk, people are going to be pretty comfortable giving you a call. So I just have one final question for you before we wrap up. And I always ask this at the end of my show. What do you think is the most important quality for any good cowboy to have?
I would say, of course, knowing me now that you do, I would say two things. One is honesty. And I would say that just a compassionate spirit, just being good to people. You know, there's an old cowboy code that you feed your horse first
right. And
yourself second. And I think that that's, you know, kind of that thing is having that giving, caring, compassionate attitude first. And from that, all good things will come.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it, Tom. This has been great.
Well, you are very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to share our home with you. And I wish you all the best.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Tom Carr from Colorado Cattle Company. If you have any questions for him, please don't hesitate to reach out. I know he would love to hear from you. He actually invited me to come check out the ranch, and I really, really want to. And if you've been wanting to go on a Dude Ranch vacation, but you don't think this particular one is the right one for you, I urge you to check out the Dude Ranchers Association because they have a ton of different Dude Ranchers on their site, and I'm sure you'll find one that is just what you're looking for. Thank you so much for being here and listening in today. I do want to let you know that you may be seeing fewer episodes of the Earn Your Spurs podcast in the near future. We're not going anywhere, just maybe cutting back to twice a month rather than four times. And that's only because we're working on a whole bunch of other stuff right now. I thank you so much for being a loyal listener to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. We are not going anywhere. And I hope that you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, suggestions for future shows. Just want to say hi. Contact me on Facebook, Twitter. Send me an email at earnyourspurs.com. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate you. And I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Until next time, happy trails and spur on.